24th from 11 to 4 in the Sheridan College Golden Dome. Employers will be able to discuss various opportunities available and to answer any questions you have. This career fair is sponsored by Sheridan College, the Sheridan VA, and Wyoming Workforce Services.
Mossholders wants you to begin sleeping better this spring. So right now, every mattress is on sale, and one lucky customer will win a brand new Serta or Simmons Beautyrest mattress. Every customer that comes into Mossholders can enter for a chance to win the mattress of their choice. But even if you're not the lucky customer, you can still find your favorite mattress and save on every purchase. Not only that, but you'll get even bigger savings on all sheets, mattress protectors, pillows, and adjustable foundations. That's Mossholders Mattress Giveaway, going on now. Mossholders, furniture is our passion.
You hear that? Why, that's the sound of your lawn not getting mowed right. Those blades are out of kilter, and that carb is set to choke instead of yodel. You have to add air to your mower tires every time you use it? Well, that's not good for the environment. Using up all that air causing global warming? Hendel Service Center can take the hickey up out of your giddy up and have that mower running smoother than Tennessee whiskey. Hendel Service Center, located on Sheridan's Heartland Drive.
Get off the beaten path and explore the edge of believable with some of the best films from the 48th Banff Center Mountain Film and Book Festival as it brings these captivating and moving stories to the big screen at the Wyo Theater tonight at 6:30 p.m. Stand on the highest peaks, ski the steepest slopes, and be part of the adventures in this world tour. Hosted by Wyoming Wilderness Association and the Wyo. For tickets, call the Wyo box office or visit wyotheater.com. This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Good morning and welcome to Public Pulse. This morning I am joined by Sheridan College Academic Advisor Karen St. Clair and Wyoming Department of Workforce Services Employment Specialist Maggie Randall. Good morning, ladies, and welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Now, beginning at 11 a.m. and going until 4 p.m. on April 24th, Sheridan College will be hosting the Sheridan Career Fair at the Sheridan College Golden Dome. Karen, who will be presenting this entire thing? Because there's a few of you behind it, isn't there?
There is. So it's not only hosted by Sheridan College, we are partnering with the Wyoming Workforce Services and the VA Healthcare Center.
Is this, Maggie, I had you in here not very long ago. Is this the exact same one that we were talking about previously?
Yes, it is.
And this thing, I mean, it's going to have an emphasis on veterans as well and students, right?
So this event is actually open for everyone, but we do love to see our veterans and our students. We want people to start out in the career business, I guess, on the right foot. And this is a good place to do it. If you want to find a job and you're new to the workforce, you can always stop by the Workforce Center and get help if you need help with a resume. But this is an absolutely perfect place for you to find your first job, or veterans. We have veteran services people available to help you if you have questions or don't know where to start. Touch base with either the VA. Amanda Bruno, I believe, is the person at the VA that can help you with that. Or down at the Workforce Center, we have Rick Birchall, and he can help you if you need help getting started too. Like I said, a lot of businesses in this town really love veterans, and we want our students to start out on the right foot in the workforce.
And for those who don't know, if you ever hear a veteran, especially from the Army, talk about MOS, they're talking about military occupational specialty. And this is the job that you basically do for the military. And a lot of times those things won't transfer into the private sector, but there are many that do. And being able to list what that job is correctly so that other employers can understand the skill set that you have is important. So stop on by the VA and kind of figure that out. How does this transfer over to the civilian world? Because you could have a skill set that an employer is really looking for. And kids coming out of college, boy, that's always kind of nerve-wracking, isn't it, Karen? You're coming out of school, you've got that skill set, but you're still new.
You're still new. You're not sure exactly what to do. And so having the students come, They have a great opportunity to be visiting with employers, whether they're it's an employer that they're specifically looking at as potential hiring with, or just to get feedback from them and talk to them about more about the industry itself.
Absolutely.
It's a great way for them to network with their industry choices.
Even if you're not looking for a job right out, you might end up finding one. Mm-hmm. Maggie, you and I spoke previously. It's a workers' market out there right now. There's a lot of people looking for employees.
Definitely. We currently are at capacity for our employers that are registered for the event. We have 65 employers that are registered. Last year, we did have employers that were doing doing interviews and hiring people on the spot. So that's absolutely an opportunity. If you are willing to show up and put your best foot forward and do that networking, there's absolutely an opportunity for you to find employment at that event.
And I was going to touch on this a little later, but let's just go into it right now. This isn't just for, as Maggie said, this isn't just for veterans. This isn't just for students. Let's say you have a job, but you know what? You want to take that next step. Maybe it hasn't gone the way that you would have liked to have seen it go, and it's time to change. You can improve your situation, right, Karen?
That's correct. We're kind of looking at this as that opportunity to upgrade. So whether it's upgrading your career, your potential, your income, it's an opportunity to upgrade your individuality as a employee.
Now, how many years has Sheridan College been putting this on?
This is our 10th annual, and this
one
is,
decade.
And it's a partnership between the three organizations. So yes, we are excited to be celebrating 10 years doing this.
It's fantastic. And a lot of people have probably gotten jobs with this. I wish we could kind of gauge that somehow to know how many individuals walked out of these career fairs with a brand new outlook on life. Because I can tell you from personal experience, if everything's going well at work, it seems like life's going well.
Absolutely. That's the case.
You get excited in the morning. Mondays don't feel as Monday. You know, you want to go to work. Now, there's opportunity. Are there opportunities here? And Maggie, if it's, you know what, it depends on the employer type of situation. But to negotiate salaries, benefits, with it being a worker's market, do you think that would be an option, maybe?
Absolutely. I think because it's an employee's market, if you're going to a job fair, as long as you present well, you're dressed for success, you're ready for an interview, you have a copy of your resume, there's definitely an opportunity out there for you to negotiate with a new employer or even your current employer for better benefits, better pay. Sometimes there are employers out there that at the job fair that are going to be offering higher pay than what you're making now. That gives you an opportunity to go back to your employer and say, hey, I really like this job. I'd like you to pay me more.
Yeah. And another thing that I want to touch on, you know, with the economy the way that it is, taxes the way that they are, boy, it feels like everybody's standing in line to take a little bit more of your paycheck. So having a second job is a lot more common than it used to be. It's not just going to be full-time employees that they're looking for, right, Karen?
No, we have employers looking for full-time employees, but they're also looking for part-time employees. We've got employers that are looking for internship.
Oh, fantastic.
Opportunities or have internship opportunities as well.
So as we were talking about those students, get that foot in the door. Right. Now, I had a brother who is in a particular field of work. His internship lasted 2.5 years. And boy, some of the stories that he told me about. you're an intern. You know, you're doing the grunt work for literally everybody in that building. But now, house in Florida, living the good life, fantastic career. He paid his dues. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times that's what folks have got to do. Now, Maggie, when I approach going to this, there's a lot of people out there I know that are listening, and they're like, you know what? I'm heading there. What do I need in hand? What should I have in hand?
The best advice I can give is come ready for an interview. Be dressed for success, dressed for the job that you want. My standard would be business casual, probably no jeans. If you're going to wear jeans, they should be dark wash or nice jeans with no holes, a button-down shirt or a blouse. You could even wear a skirt if you wanted to, if that's your That's your flavor. I definitely think you should have a copy of your resume and be prepared for an interview. If you need help understanding what questions to ask in an interview or just getting through the jitters for an interview, we have opportunities at the Workforce Center. If you'd like to come in, we could do some mock interview questions with you. We'd be more than happy to help you get prepared for that.
That's fantastic. And that's, and it's something that I would recommend to anybody. Now, there are a few select individuals who can go into these things dry, for lack of a better word, and just being able to kind of spout things off. But if you are a little apprehensive, maybe you got some trepidation, head on down to the Workforce Services and just basically say, would you give me a mock interview, right?
Absolutely. We would prefer that you would make an appointment for that, but sometimes we can scrounge up some people. So if you have some time, just give us a call. You can call us at the Workforce Center. It's 307-672-9775, and we can find some time to meet with you and do that for you.
Now, you said in years previous, you've had employers hire right there on the spot.
Absolutely. We do have employers that do interviews right there at the Workforce Center, at the career fair, and they do hire based on those interviews. So be prepared to network. And even if you don't find a job at this event, there's an opportunity there for you to find a contact that can help you find a better job if that's what you're looking for.
It's a small town.
It is.
I mean, just knowing a face is is an advantage in some way. You know, hey, I remember talking to that guy, or I remember talking to that girl at that career fair. She's looking for a job. I know how to get a hold of her. If you don't find the opportunity there, more than likely, it will come up down the line. Now, can you give me some examples of employers who will be in attendance at this place?
So we have, oh my goodness, we have so many. We've got Sheridan Memorial Hospital. We have HE Parts International, Wood, the Powderhorn, Craftco, Bighorn Rehabilitation and Care Center, S&S Builders, Hensel Phelps. We've got the Open Range and Best Western in rural Wyoming, Jimmy John's, Starbucks, Sheridan Media, and we have First Interstate Bank, Whitney Benefits, EMIT, Fastenal, Campbell County Health, Muth Electric. We've got Bob's Super Clean, the BLM, the Modern Electric, Three Rivers. We have Firestone, Synergy Home Care, and Frontier. Those are our platinum and gold sponsors.
Wow.
That will be there. And then we've got, I would say, probably another 40.
Another 40 on top of that. No matter what you're looking for, they're going to be there.
They're going to be there.
I mean, you're in construction, maybe even machining. I mean, all kinds of career opportunities here. And if you're looking to trade something up, or maybe you've got a dream. Maybe we can let's kind of walk into that field just a little bit. An opportunity that you felt you'd never have could be at this career fair. I think about the individual who was laid off, but he'd gone to culinary school, and it was an opportunity to go back to cooking, even though they were steady at the job that they were at. You never know what's going to pop up. Even just going into this place, walking around, resume in hand, I would suggest, and looking at your options is a good idea. Right, Maggie?
Absolutely. I think anytime you have an opportunity to network with people that are in your own industry or in an industry that you're interested in is absolutely a good opportunity. It gives you kind of some insight into the industry you're looking into, if it's different than the one that you're in now, or it can give you an opportunity to kind of touch base on where you're at in your current industry and see if you need to make a change.
And you never know what's going to come along. I did not know that I was going to end up in radio. I had gone to school for print journalism, and I had a phone interview with an individual in Cheyenne from Laramie, and he said, come on over. We shared a couple drinks of bourbon. Next thing I knew, I was in radio land. You never know what's going to happen. Now, I'm not saying you're going to have bourbon at this thing, but what I am saying is make sure that when opportunity knocks, you know how to open up that door. That's always important. All right, we're going to have more from Sheridan College and the Wyoming Department of Workforce Services right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust presents Dining for a Cause at PO News for 2 days on Wednesday, April 17th and 18th from 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Our goal is to support local restaurants and nonprofits. On April 17th and 18th, help us support the incredible work of the Sheridan Advocacy and Resource Center.
First Federal will match the restaurant's proceeds up to $10,000.
2 days of Dining for a Cause on Wednesday, April 17th and 18th, with proceeds benefiting the Sheridan Advocacy and Resource Center.
Dining for a Cause presented by
First Federal Bank and Trust.
Wrap Plumbing and Heating can handle any job you have, big or small. From new construction to a pesky leaking toilet, the professionals at Wrap Plumbing and Heating are here to assist you. Drippy faucet? Sure. New shower hardware? No problem. Plumbing an entire new house? For sure. Clogs that need snaked? Oh yeah. Wrap Plumbing and Heating has not met a job they can't handle. Too big a crap? Call Dan Wrap at 429-1196.
Hi, this is Elizabeth,
JT,
and Addison from EBIA Hearing and Sound.
We are excited to share that Addison Dempsey, our new Doctor of Audiology, is now accepting patients.
We offer comprehensive care in our evaluations and technology offerings, and we look forward to helping you reconnect with your loved ones.
EBIA Hearing and Sound, 1273 Coffeen Avenue, 674-8920. That's 674-8920.
Whether you're planting a tree or digging a foundation, contact One Call of Wyoming at 1-800-849-2476 or 811. Call 2 business days before you dig. It's free and required by law. Repairs to utilities can be expensive. Cutting a gas line or electrical line can be deadly. No matter if it's weekend yard work or major construction, call One Call of Wyoming at 1-800-849-2476 or 811. Sponsored by Public Service Commission, Wyoming Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
You've been procrastinating. Admit it, your car's been needing a tune-up, but you've just been so busy being awesome. How awesome will that summer road trip be when your car breaks down, leaving you stranded? Well, perhaps scheduling an appointment with Midas to get ready for summer driving is a good idea. Midas has savings on brakes, shocks, wheel alignments, transmission service, tune-up, and more. Keep your car running safe, smooth, and longer with a few more coins in your pocket with Midas Tire and Auto in Sheridan.
At Sheridan Memorial Hospital, telemedicine is as easy as clicking a link in a text message and allows you a visit with our medical professionals remotely without any time wasted on travel or in the waiting room. No additional software or app is needed, making it easy for you to access our medical services anytime, anywhere. This is Dr. David Nickerson, Medical Director at Sheridan Memorial Hospital Urgent Care, and we look forward to helping you prioritize your health at your convenience. Make an appointment today by calling or texting 675-5850 or visiting our website at SheridanUrgentCare.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm Floyd Whiting, and this morning I'm speaking with Sheridan College Academic Advisor Karen St. Clair and Wyoming Department of Workforce Services Employment Specialist Maggie Randall. On April 24th at 11 a.m. and going until 4 p.m., Sheridan College will be hosting the Sheridan Career Fair at the Sheridan College Golden Dome. Even if you have a job, it never hurts to explore your options and see if you can do a little bit better for yourself and your family. You may be exactly what an employer is looking for. Now, Maggie, I know that you and I touched on this the last time you were here, but I did want to revisit it because, you know, it's never too much information when it comes to resumes and trends change. That's one thing that I've noticed. You know, when I was in school, the first time I went to college, I'm not going to date myself. It was a while ago. But they told you only have this and that. And then I talked to someone years later and they said, oh, no, you got to have this and that. What is a good resume today? What does a good resume look like?
Because most resumes these days are going to be digital, one of the best things I can suggest for people is to have a resume that has some sort of color on it. Do something to make your name stand out. You want to make your name big. Your contact information should be slightly smaller than your name. And then you want to have all of your relevant information, all of your relevant job history for the job that you're applying for. So sometimes that means you need to have 5 or 6 copies of your resume. You should absolutely do that. If you have job skills that you're not going to be using in the new job that you're seeking, you can go ahead and leave those out. Just make sure that you highlight the job skills that are going to be relevant for the job that you're applying for.
And when it comes to filling out an application, for me, I never took them home. If you gave me an application to fill out, boy, I filled it out right there on the spot. Do you have a place I can get this done? I wouldn't bother taking it home. You never know when it's going to come back, right? So fill that application out on the spot, turn it in, and if you've got a resume, just kind of put it on top. Now, would you recommend cover sheets anymore, or is that something that's kind of gone the way of the dodo?
It kind of depends on where you're applying for. I know the college specifically asks for a cover letter. There are certain industries that expect a cover letter. Like I said, it kind of depends on where you're applying to, but in some cases, I found that a cover letter is an easy way for employers to kind of vet out people that aren't going to put in the time to actually do all the requirements that they're asking for that application. So if they're asking for a cover letter, you should absolutely do one, and you should cater your cover letter for whatever job you're applying for. If it doesn't ask for a cover letter, I would say it's not necessary.
And when it comes to those of us who have had many jobs and done a lot of different types of things, we don't want to include every little thing, only what's relevant, right?
Standard these days is the last 10 years of job history. Like I said, if you have a job that you did 10 years ago that's relevant to the position you're applying for, absolutely include that. If it's not relevant, then it gives you a little more space to leave it out and add more relevant skills that you've done in the most recent jobs that you can apply to the new job.
What about volunteer work, things that you do in the community, organizations you may belong to?
If you're really big into philanthropy and volunteering, then absolutely include that. I think a lot of employers really look for that information. There's a lot of employers in town that are really big on donating to specific causes. And if you're part of that cause already, it makes it easy for them to pick you up.
Now, are employers really looking for someone? And I guess it all kind of depends on the employer. But with community involvement, people who take an interest in the city that they live in?
I found that that's typically kind of industry specific.
Yeah.
I know a lot of banking jobs are going to be looking for people that are involved in the community because that's where they get their customers, is through the community. Things like construction probably isn't going to be as focused on your community involvement. They just want you to show up for work. But there are other industries that are going to be very focused on that. If you're wanting to get into nonprofit work, then being involved in the community is probably a good place to start.
Now, when it comes to interviews, a lot of people get a little nervous before they go in there. I think everybody does, at least a little bit. But it's not an interrogation. Right. I mean, this is an interview. This is an exchange. I think within the last decade, I would say, people have said, well, you should be asking questions, too.
Absolutely. When you are going into an interview, you should be interviewing the company that you're going to be applying to as well. You need to know if their culture or if that company is going to be something that you're going to want to show up for every day. And so you need to be willing to ask questions that are going to make it easier for you to determine if that job is something that you want as well.
And don't be afraid to talk about money and benefits, right?
Correct.
Because, I mean, you're not doing this job for free. Everyone's got to get something out of it. And you need to know up front what you and your family are going to be getting out of this position. Now, are there any other tips or ways that I can kind of stand out during an interview process?
One of the things that we tell a lot of our clients at the Workforce Center is when you're leaving an interview, one of the best questions that you can ask people is, what made my resume stand out to you? That puts the information on why that person asked you to come in for that interview right in the front of their mind. And it makes whatever information they came up with in the interview a little less relevant, because it makes your importance and what stood out about your resume the first thing in their mind when they're thinking about you.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Karen, my daughter's in college right now and she's got a job. And sometimes I feel she's focusing too much on this job and not enough on school. What do you recommend to your students as they're coming to you and they're like, boy, I'm having a lot of trouble balancing this? Are there some tips on things that they can do?
Oh, goodness. So when I have a student come to me and we're talking about just that, we start to lay it out in terms of what does their week look like?
Yeah.
How much time are you spending with your schoolwork? How much time are you spending working? How much time do you want to have kind of more of that fun activities with friends and so forth? And
then, school activities, yeah.
Exactly. And then based on that, then we can start to identify where they might be kind of losing out on areas. So if they're focusing too much on work and not enough on their homework, then, you know, that's an area that we need to readjust so that their goal is to finish school, graduate. And if they're not doing their homework and not getting the grades, then they may not graduate. And so that's what coming when they come to visit with the advisors, that's one of the things that we really work with them on, is time management of what their week looks like.
And having a priority. You know, I'm going to tell you something. That dream, a dream is really self-discipline is what it is. You know, if you have the self-discipline, you will achieve anything because you're able to discipline yourself in the realm of, okay, I'm not going to go do this with my friends tonight. I'm going to self-sacrifice a little bit. I'm going to give up some time to finish this work. I'm going to give up a few things throughout my early life so that I can have that dream later on in life. And self-discipline can kind of be a pain in the butt. Now, before I let you go, let's go ahead and go over it one more time. Where and when should I be on April 24th?
You should be at the Sheridan College Dome, the Golden Dome, between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. We will have 65 employers there ready and willing and excited to visit with you.
And Maggie, what should I have in hand?
Please bring a copy of your resume. Again, if you need help putting your resume together, you have any questions on what information you should include on your resume, please contact us at the Workforce Center. That phone number is 307-672-9775, and we would love to help you set your resume up so that you can find a job at this career fair.
Absolutely. And once again, if you have a little apprehension about interviews, maybe it's not your strong suit, but you know you could do this job, head on down to see Maggie and her team. Make an appointment. Go down there. Take a mock interview. It's probably a half an hour, 45 minutes out of your day, and it's only for the rest of your life, right? All right, ladies. I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning. I hope this sees a lot of individuals that get that little step in life to make their lives and their family lives a lot better. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. When we come back, we're going to speak with search and rescue captain of the technical rescue team, Clayton Morris. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM.
First Federal Bank and Trust presents Dining for a Cause at PO News for 2 days on Wednesday, April 17th and 18th from 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Our goal is to support local restaurants and nonprofits. On April 17th and 18th, help us support the incredible work of the Sheridan Advocacy and Resource Center.
First Federal will match the restaurant's proceeds up to $10,000.
2 days of Dining for a Cause on Wednesday, April 17th and 18th, with proceeds benefiting the Sheridan Advocacy and Resource Center.
Dining for a Cause presented by
First Federal Bank and Trust.
It's spring. Please remember to protect your eyes. At Eye Care of the Bighorns, you'll find high-quality sunglasses from brand names like Maui Jim, Ray-Ban, and Costa. They carry a wide range of both prescription and non-prescription sunglasses with designs crafted to make you see your best in every outdoor activity. Stop by Eye Care of the Bighorns, located at 1033 Coffeen Avenue in Sheridan, and online at eyecareofthebighorns.com.
Mark April 26th on your calendars for something truly special. Join Compass Center for Families at the historic Sheridan Inn for the annual Light of Hope Breakfast, a gathering of hearts and hands dedicated to making a difference in Sheridan County. This year, they are recognizing the Sheridan County YMCA as their champion for children. And the best part? It's absolutely free. RSVP by April 19th by calling Compass Center for Families or emailing Andrea at compass4families.org.
Moss Holders wants you to begin sleeping better this spring. So right now, every mattress is on sale, and one lucky customer will win a brand new Serta or Simmons Beautyrest mattress. Every customer that comes into Moss Holders can enter for a chance to win the mattress of their choice. But even if you're not the lucky customer, you can still find your favorite mattress and save on every purchase. Not only that, but you'll get even bigger savings on all sheets, mattress protectors, pillows, and adjustable foundations. That's Moss Holders Mattress Giveaway, going on now. Moss Holders, furniture is our passion.
This is the Captain with Captain Clean. Have your dryer vents been cleaned recently? As a leading cause of home fires, Captain Clean recommends dryer vent cleaning every 6 months. Our specialized equipment allows us to reach every inch of your dryer vent to ensure peace of mind. Call Captain Clean today at 672-0726 and sign up for our fire protection plan, where we pre-schedule the dryer vent cleanings for you so you never forget. Call Captain Clean. Affordable choices for healthy living.
Attention breakfast enthusiasts, McDonald's is introducing a new trio of bagel sandwiches. First, the bacon, egg, and cheese bagel, or sink your teeth into a sausage, egg, and cheese bagel packed with flavor. But wait, how about a hearty breakfast experience? Steak, egg, and cheese bagel. That'll satisfy your morning hunger. Delectable bagel creations are available exclusively during breakfast hours only at McDonald's, Sheridan, Buffalo, and Gillette.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. According to the U.S. Forest Service, the Bighorn National Forest offers breathtaking scenery, a diversity of recreation experiences, and nearly 192,000 acres of wilderness. That's 300 square miles of wild country up there. Every year, Sheridan Area Search and Rescue volunteers gear up and they head into that wilderness in every kind of weather to find and recover lost and injured recreationalists. The search and rescue is currently made up of 31 active members, and guess what? They're looking to grow that number. Our second part this morning, I am joined by search and rescue captain of the technical rescue team, Clayton Morris. Good morning, Mr. Morris, and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Now, why did you choose to get involved in the search and rescue when you first did?
Well, let's see. I retired from the military in 2018 after 21 years. And part of my career, I spent from, I guess it had been about 2006 to 2013, stationed at Moody Air Force Base in Georgia, where our primary mission was what at the time was known as combat search and rescue. I was called an aerial delivery specialist. I was charged with packing parachutes, rigging cargo for aerial delivery for these types of missions where we would go out and either, initially it started off as downed air crew member recovery and in extraction, and then it morphed during the Afghan war. We were told in 2008 to expect to go to Afghanistan in a different mission to where we... The easy way to describe it would have been medevac. Medevac existed at the time, but we had a lot of troops in contact, or TICs is what they were called, and the current platform that was there providing that service, they did not have guns. They had the Red Cross on there that prevented them from, you know, engaging in certain activities that we were allowed to engage in. Our aircraft had guns and lots of them, and we had guns and lots of them, and that would allow us to go into active firefights or zones that were not cleared at the time so that we could take the injured, the wounded, and get them out to a higher level of care. And so that's where a lot of that started. I've always been, you know, I was born over in Powell, so being in the mountains and stuff out here was always in my blood, and I've always wanted to have some, you know, service, but I also enjoy being retired. And so this is a perfect opportunity for me to still be of service and be retired and do all the things that the boss lady needs me to get done around the homestead.
First off, thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
Absolutely exemplary. That's I served a little bit myself, and there is that, it's something that gets in your DNA, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been in there since I can ever remember.
And you want to serve. You want to be able to go out and help anyone that you can. And once that's in there, boy, you can't dig that out.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, exactly. exactly. God. It's rooted in there somewhere.
Now, so how long have you been with Search and Rescue then?
Only a couple of years. I think maybe I'm coming up on 3 years now. But yeah, just a little over 2 years, probably. The wife and I moved here. I want to say it was 2022. My mom and stepdad live over in Powell, but no offense to that side of the mountain, but we definitely like our green grass and trees. And so, we put down stakes up in Story, and you're not going to get us out of there with dynamite now.
That's fantastic. There's something about being in the forest.
Absolutely.
It's an absolute calming environment. Now, when we talk about a technical rescue team, what is involved in that? Is this rope rescue?
It is, actually. So we call it technical rescue because it involves the rope access side of things, so high angle, low angle. It also involves swift water, cave, confined space, all of those aspects that come to play depending on what part of this, big area of responsibility that we have might need. And, not to get too far off course, but that's just one of those areas. For example, we have a class coming up in May that happens the 2nd through the 5th of May. And it's a operator level, which is a basic level rope access course. And, nothing's free. We got to pay the instructor and all that. And that's $815 per recruit that is involved. Now we have, standards, we'll call it, for, a person can't just join SAR and then go straight into that.
Right.
We have limiting factors that are, we got to feel that person out. They got to train and show that they're dedicated before we just throw them into something like that and pay that money. But yeah, so that's that class is coming up. We have 5 of our members that'll be going through that to get their basic certification in order to perform a high and low angle. That's what that class will be for.
And I can testify that class is probably one of the most fun and informative classes that I've ever taken. I was with a fire district for a little while, and we did rope rescue.
Yeah,
mainly. Oil rig type stuff. So high angle.
Yeah,
stuff.
For sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's really risky jobs that some of those guys were up there putting up riggings and things like that. Being able to recover them was primary of that district. Now, when we look at the typical entry level training for search and rescue, what are we looking at? You get a good recruit in off the street, boy, but they don't know one end of the rope from the other, or even what to do up on the mountain. How do we start them off?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm glad that you asked that, because this year we decided to start kind of getting everything in one sock and treating this more. We realized we were just kind of chasing our own tails and using up a lot of our time all over the place. So in order to change that, we've went to one time a year recruiting. So before, anybody could just show up to the door, and it might be during one of our meetings or whatever, and it was just wasn't a real good way to perform that and use our time and use the potential recruits' time and whatnot. So open recruiting started in January. I believe you had some of our teammates
sure
on there.
They were great.
Absolutely, and getting that word out. And we did actually get quite a lot of applicants from that. So we did our open recruiting window. And then we have an interview panel, which myself, our vice president, our training officer, our president, we all sat on that, and we invited each member in. We had a list of questions that we asked them, so on and so forth. So once we made our selection, because we want to folks to understand that, yes, of course, we are all volunteer, but not everybody is cut out to do this.
It's a tough job.
You know what I mean? So it has requirements, and we need to make sure that, not to be too cliche, but last year, myself and another guy had to go up red grade on snow machines at 25 below zero, 1 a.m., to go find some missing snow machiners. And that takes a lot out of you.
Grit, my friend. Yeah.
Absolutely. And so, we just need to make sure that we have the right people. And so once they make it through that interview process, then we are actually this month, in just a couple weeks here, next week, actually, we're going to start our basic skills training. So as a former, service member, basic training, they're going to come there, and we're going to give them all the basics, whether it's land nav, radio communications, how to back up a trailer, how to hitch a trailer, you know, how to operate ATVs, how to operate snow machines. And once they get into that and get through those basics, then they'll have an opportunity to decide, we'll expose them to technical rescue. It's not everybody wants to hang off, dope on a rope at 200 foot off of a cliff, you know. Not everybody wants to do that or swim through a river, you know, that's raging and whatnot. So we'll give them exposure to that to see if that's something that they want to partake in, and they don't have to. You know, they can stay what we'll call, you know, for lack of a better term, a basic member, if you will. And there's plenty of other things that they can specialize in. Maybe they're very good at recruiting or planning, search planning. You know,
we'll land navigation.
Land navigation, which is not easy. Man tracking. We just did a man tracking and scene preservation training, field training last Saturday, which is another thing we've started this year, is where 1 month, I can't remember odds and evens. My training officer's going to kill me because I'm not remembering this, but odds and evens, you know, 1 month we'll do a Tuesday evening class, and then 1 month we'll do a Saturday from 07 to noon class out in the field, so that we can expand upon, you know, whatever it is that we're doing.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're really trying. We're trying real hard to, one, get out in the public's eye, to demonstrate, you know, just how squared away and seriously that we take this and how professional that we take this operation.
Well, and you've got so many individuals that get lost up there, and this is life and death.
Absolutely.
And boy, I'm here to tell you, I've got some friends who ended up having to give you guys a ring at one point. And they said that they sat on a rock and just felt so much better knowing that you guys were on the way. They could get a signal, and they knew, as soon as I give that ring, I have nothing to worry about. And even though this friend of mine was very close to the trail that they thought they had lost,
sure,
search and rescue didn't make him feel, you know, for lack of a better term, stupid for losing the trail. They're like, hey, don't worry about it. This happens all the time. This is why we're here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, growing up around here and having family and stuff out here, sometimes folks can get lost in the idea of being up in the mountains and up in the wilderness. And that's absolutely not our intent whatsoever, is to shame anyone. We want people to call. We would much rather you call and just let us do what we do, versus, you know, shame or embarrassment or anything like that. There is no shame in it. The wilderness can be a scary place. It doesn't take long at all to get turned around. You know, when you're walking one direction around on the trail, it looks one way, you know, and then you turn around and all of a sudden it looks like a completely different trail. It can happen to anybody. It doesn't matter. The wilderness does not care about you.
That's right. It doesn't care about your experience level either.
Nope.
Especially in a snowstorm. That's one thing that I'm always talking about in here, especially when it comes to hunters. You know, you get back in there, the snow starts flying. Boy, that can change the look of a area so quick.
Absolutely.
You think you know that place, and then you turn around and it's gone.
Yeah.
And as opposed to simply saying, well, I'm going to try and get myself out of here and maybe go in the wrong direction
for
hours on end, find that signal if you can and sit and wait for the cavalry to arrive.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's psychological preparation. You know, we can be as physically and equipment prepared as we want to, but psychological preparation, you know, just understand that it could happen to you, and then what are you going to do if and when it does? You know, so that way, if and when it does happen, you're not so freaked out that you go code black and you can't make a decision. You know, so there's nothing wrong with preparing for the possibility.
Now, Clayton, when we're looking for recruits, I don't need all this skill set before I arrive, right? I just need the desire and the motivation to learn it.
Yeah, that's correct. Absolutely. I mean, you just, first thing is being a good follower. You know, we tend to get a lot of members of the community that are older, which is perfectly good. You know, some of them have always wanted to do this, and maybe they started a family and their families of the age now that they can have the time to do something like this. But that's the key factor is, yes, you know, you don't need to have all these special experiences, military service or whatever. But what you do need is dedication, and you do need the time. So you have to sit down and ask yourself, you know, do I have the amount of time that it would take? Because we don't get paid, and the call outs always seem to come at 11 o'clock at night, and they always seem to last all the way, you know, thankfully, you know, they, They usually turn out well, but they last a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So they might roll into your duty day the next day, you know, so you need to have an employer that is understanding. So you have to have a family that's understanding, because these are all questions we're going to ask you in the interview process. You know, did you talk to your family? How's your wife feel about it? How's your husband feel about it? How does your boss feel about it? You know, kind of a thing. And then we need you to show up.
Yeah.
You know, historically, that's one of the problems that we've had is, you know, people will sign up, but there wasn't a lot of skin in the game before. Like with this, you remember basic training when you're all in it together.
Absolutely.
You know, drill sergeant is hollering at you all together, you know, and after a while you form that little cohort of, hey man, we went through that together and we survived.
Still friends with the guys I went with over 20 years ago.
Exactly. You know, now we're not going to treat it like drill sergeants and all that, but you know, the idea is we're going to build that camaraderie of, hey, you know, we joined this together. We learned this together. We graduated this program together, and hopefully instill that idea of like, hey, we want to be here and yeah, we're going to show up, you know, and especially when the flag goes up and somebody needs help, you know, I would rather have too many people and have to turn away some folks than have three people show up and have to try to figure out how to run a whole operation.
Absolutely. And yeah, and like you said, you know, those emergencies never seem to come in the middle of the day.
Right.
They're, you know, when someone finally realizes, hey, Joe is late. He's really late.
Yeah.
It's 11 o'clock at night and he still hasn't come off that mountain. We need to go find him.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's when things start to hit the fan. Now, what are the time commitments to joining the team? If we were to look at this, how often are we training? Is this kind of like the guard situation where I'm given 2 weeks a year, 1 week and every other month or every month?
Yeah, so every month we train. You know, we have our standard board meeting every month, and then we have a training session, the main body of training for the main group. Now we have those specialty groups within the tech rescue, and then we have some committees that we've formed, like training committees and stuff like that, so that we can better govern our team. So depending on just how far into it you want to get, you don't even have to come to the board meeting. You can if you want to, which I would encourage people to. And then there's the training. So we need you to meet at least 50% of the Tuesday trainings, the evening trainings, and which should be six. And we need you to meet at least 50% of the six field trainings. So, you know, you get three and three, you know, which wouldn't be that terrible. You know, hours wise, I haven't sat down and added that up, or weeks wise, what that translates into.
Well, some of them can probably be different. Maybe we're only there for 50 minutes one yeah, night, maybe 2 hours another.
Yeah, that's very true. The Saturday trainings we try to keep from 0700 to noon. The Tuesday trainings are usually, you know, 7 p.m. to 9, something like that, you know, a couple hours. So, you know, the hours do add up, but, you know, we program it out. We now have applications that we use that a member will have on their phone. So they'll have the calendar on there. They'll have their training records on there. They'll have everything at their fingertips so they know what to expect for the whole year, so that nobody is caught off guard, you know, on what their expectations are or planning, or, you know, hunting season's coming up and we know our membership kind of disappears for a little while.
But at the same time, that could be a very busy time of year.
Very right? much so. Very,
very
much
busy
so.
Time of year. Now, I don't have much time left okay, with you, Clayton, but I do want to ask, if someone does want to join, they've been listening to the show and they're like, that's the organization I want to give my time to and I'm committed to doing it. What's the best route?
You know, they can hop on our website. Just know that our recruiting for this year has closed. Now, depending, we'll review their application and stuff. And if they have something that we absolutely need, or we get a group of people and we're like, holy cow, maybe we need to run a second recruiting session this year and training session. We're already contemplating maybe a fall timeframe. But they can go online to our website. It's a long one, SheridanAreaSearchAndRescue.org, and go to the recruiting tab, fill out the application, take it to the sheriff's office for the background check, and we will see it. And, you know, we'll go through it. They can send a message on our Facebook profile, ask any questions that they need to, and then they're always welcome to come and observe our trainings. And kind of what I'm saying to folks right now is like, hey, if you want to be a part of it, even though our recruiting is closed, you know, come show your dedication, come hang around with us, come see what we have going on. And show your face and show us that you want to be there and that you want to be a part of this. You know, not trying to say we're better than anybody, but, you know, it takes dedication. Show us that you got what it takes.
Absolutely. And like you said, that grit
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that keeps you going through that weather.
Yeah.
When you're cold, when you're hungry, you know someone else up there is alone, cold, and hungry.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to go find them. That is dedication, and dedication needed in such a team. Now, if someone's listening out there, I only got 1 minute.
Okay.
If someone's listening out there and they say, I can't give the time, or maybe, you know what, my age has finally got to me, but I want to help, how can they donate?
Go on to that same website, hit the donation side. You can make an online donation. You can mail one in. And before we get too far out of here, we have our fundraiser this Friday at 6, starts at 6:30 at the Wild Theater. We're going to show a heck of a neat documentary type movie. You can come there and see that. All the tickets go towards our operational funds and help keep us going. You know, we're having a raffle for get you a snow machine for $10, you know, raffle ticket. We're only selling 300 of them, so statistics are good. But yeah, our website is a good one. You know, you can mail checks in to us, figure out a way to get a hold of us, and we'll relieve you of that donation.
Clayton, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day and stepping in here with me.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust presents Dining for a Cause at PO News for 2 days on Wednesday, April 17th and 18th from 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Our goal is to support local restaurants and nonprofits. On April 17th and 18th, help us support the incredible work of the Sheridan Advocacy and Resource Center.
First Federal will match the restaurant's proceeds up to $10,000.
2 days of Dining for a Cause on Wednesday, April 17th and 18th, with proceeds benefiting the Sheridan Advocacy and Resource Center.
Dining for a Cause presented by
First Federal Bank and Trust.
Get off the beaten path and explore the edge of believable with some of the best films from the 48th Banff Center Mountain Film and Book Festival as it brings these captivating and moving stories to the big screen at the Wild Theater tonight at 6:30 p.m. Stand on the highest peaks, ski the steepest slopes, and be part of the adventures in this world tour. Hosted by Wyoming Wilderness Association and The Wild. For tickets, call the Wild box office or visit wildtheater.com. Powder River Heating and Air Conditioning is hiring sheet metal journeymen and apprentices, service technicians, and plumbers. Benefits include year-round employment with great pay based on experience and performance, health insurance, life insurance, a 401k, paid holidays, vacation, and travel time. Ready for a change? Apply online at powderriverheating.com or call them at 674-4822. Powder River Heating and Air Conditioning is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, my name is Desiree Wills with Volunteers of America. Join us Thursday, April 18th at the Sheridan Community Fairgrounds for our Empty Bowl Community Event. This family-friendly event features gourmet soups donated by local restaurants, churches, and other organizations. There will be music, children's games, and even prizes. Tickets may be purchased in advance on the VOA Northern Rockies website or at the door. The Empty Bowl Community Event is 5 to 6:30 p.m., April 18th.
Sponsored in part by your friends at Sheridan Media.
The grass is greening up and things are happening at Kendrick Golf Course. The course looks to be in great shape and the clubhouse is prepped for use. While there are a lot of new things happening, rates are still extremely reasonable, making Kendrick Golf Course Sheridan's best golf value. Whether you are an avid golfer or someone just learning the game, Kendrick is the perfect course for you. Golf this season at Kendrick Golf Course.
Hi, this is Bill Handel, and you're listening to News Talk 930 KROE.